So you want to know? Welcome to the Swana Know podcast. I'm your host, Annalisa Swana, but I'm not alone. Hello, Kelly Kells.
Hello, Annie. Happy to be sharing the mic with you.
Join us every week as we explore extraordinary stories of triumph, resilience, and anything you want to know. The Olympics are in full force at the moment, and we felt it would not be wise if we didn't chat about what's going down in Paris. Today, we're diving into the thrilling world of Olympics, a stage where greatness is defined and legends are born.
Of course, we had to add in our two cents about the Olympics, but we're not focusing on results or medals, but we want to chat about the vibes. Are the vibes vibing? Are the vibes off? What's happening?
Yeah, hey, so Paris, it's interesting. Maybe let's start here with the opening ceremony outwards.
Okay.
Since Paris is the fashion capital of the world, the entire world, did you see some of the outfits?
Yeah.
Did you see South Africa's outfit?
Yeah.
It looked nice.
I mean, it wasn't bad, but I feel like they could have done more. You know, I feel like it was a little bit too simple. Like, you have the opportunity to go all out.
Like, they were like, South Africa, our land. I felt.
You loved it?
No. Okay, I didn't love it, but I think I understood it. I don't know.
Okay.
I kind of understood it. I was like, no, I get them. Whoever put this together was like, South Africa, Ireland.
I think they are sponsored by Mr. Price Sport, if I'm not mistaken. Ooh. Yeah, so I think Mr. Price Sport like did the designs or something like that. I'm not 100% sure, but I also do feel like they could have brought like a designer on board for better designs, you know? I just feel like we could have done more. We have such a rich heritage in South Africa. We've got like such a diverse country that I just feel like we could have done more than a wide leg pants and a blazer, you know?
South Africa, our land. You still don't get it?
No, I get it, but like we could have done more. That's all I'm saying.
No, I get it, especially when you say we have a lot of designers.
Yeah,
talented designers in South Africa.
I don't know who designed it, and we're not saying that they are not talented, but we just
feel, personally,
I feel they could have done a bit
They
more.
Are very talented, yeah. Whoever it was. One of my favorite outfits was Haiti.
Okay.
I
saw them. This was really cool.
Kelly, they came gun blazing. Yeah. They were like, we are going to the capital of fashion. We're not going to show up there looking all moderate. We're going big.
Yes.
Or we can just stay here in Haiti.
I really like this.
Yeah, love it.
And then since we're in Paris, France, who is, you know, capital of fashion, theirs was also a little bit underwhelming. I felt like theirs was just suits. You know, the men got the suit jacket and then the female got the same thing with no sleeves. So it's like, we could have gotten more. And the collar was just like red, white and blue, the colors of their flag. It was quite underwhelming for me. But yeah, I think Haiti was also, I think, one of the best ones that I saw.
I absolutely loved the effort. There is another country, just want to look them up quickly, that really... Mongolia. Did you see there?
I didn't see this.
They also came out gun blazing. The ladies had these chiffoni skirts. Do you know what chiffoni is?
No.
We used to call those skirts chiffoni. Chiffoni.
Wait, let me just Google them also. Oh, okay.
Do you see chiffoni?
I see it, but I don't know what it means.
That skirt is a chiffoni.
Are you going to tell me what it means?
Those skirts, like growing up, we used to wear skirts like these and they were called chiffoni skirts. I'm sure it was another name, but they are wearing chiffoni skirts. But I kind of liked that they did that. It's really cool.
It looks like it is also like part of their heritage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Caster Semenya was there.
Yes.
But she didn't...
She's not participating anymore, which I think is quite disappointing. She is there as a coach, apparently.
Oh, I love that for her.
Yeah, I love that she's still there. She's still doing, I think, what she loves, I suppose.
I love that.
But it is quite sad that she can't compete because of this whole situation.
Because she's really that good.
Yeah.
Kelly, did you see videos of the beds?
I saw the cardboard beds.
But for some reason, that makes sense to me.
Really?
I don't know. It makes, like, we are preparing to accommodate over 10,000 people. What are we going to do with these beds when they leave?
But I feel like it could also, like, it should be comfortable also. And I can't see a cardboard box bed being comfortable.
No, we're not here for comfort. We're here for gold medals,
okay, but
silvers, bronze.
Some can argue, though, if you don't get a good night's sleep, your performance will be off.
We don't want you sleeping here.
Oh, but you have to get rest in order to perform well.
You've been resting for when were the last Olympics?
They haven't been resting. 2021. You've been training, you know.
You're training and you're resting here. We're here for gold medals.
They must go 24/7.
You can't be sleeping. You can't be sleeping comfortably. You must, when you turn, you're like, yo, there, I'm going down. Okay, let me wake up and prepare to go get my gold medal.
I want to see an athlete just go without any rest.
Okay, no, you rest, but don't be comfortable.
Why not? How do you rest if you're not comfortable?
You are here to win gold medals. Now you're sleeping.
But rest is required to win.
Mm-mm. I get them, Shem. Get them. 100%. Get them. Because now you're sleeping comfortably in this bed. And you're like, oh, I'm on vacation. No.
It's time to work.
It's time to work. It's time to come back with those medals. So now you have to sleep. And then you turn. It's like, oh. Okay, my bed is about to go down. Let me wake up and go get it.
Okay.
Yeah, love okay. it. But no, I get it, Joanna. Because what are you going to do with those beds after they leave? Because it's not like the next Olympics will be in another
I get that, but
country.
I don't, like, it's not, I know they're trying to be sustainable and recyclable and all of that. Great. Love that for them. But like, you didn't need to go buy new beds for the Olympics, you know. Surely they could have made another plan.
Tell us about the other plan.
I don't know. There are so many hotels.
To accommodate 10 plus, because now they're coaches, they're the athletes, the coaches.
I don't know. I feel like they could have made another plan. Just cardboard is not the vibe.
No one died.
No one died. That's your argument.
Slept, woke up, got gold medals. They're doing great.
I suppose. I mean, if you take Simone Biles, for example, she's been killing it, you know.
Sleeping on a cardboard bed.
She did sleep on it because I read somewhere that she said the beds were not comfortable. It's something about the bed sucks or something like that on TikTok. But then they were hoping that things would get better. And I mean, maybe you are right because sister was doing the most at the Olympics.
Imagine if she was.
But I can also argue that because she took rest from the 2020 Olympics, that's why she came back stronger now.
Yeah, she really.
Remember she did that where she didn't want to compete anymore because her mental health wasn't doing well. And then she came back.
She came back and killed it. Which is good. I love that. I love that. You really do need to take time out when you are feeling that. And look at her comeback. And Tatiana.
Yeah. Oh, our homegirl.
My favorite.
She's doing so, so well. Fun fact, did you know that Tatiana is sister-in-laws with Rachel Colisi?
So, I was wondering about where the Smith is coming from.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, what did I miss? So,
she got married.
She's married to Rachel's brother.
Yes.
Yeah, look at them, loving sports people, loving world champions. But it's great. Oh.
Yeah.
That's so cool, though.
They're competing for the marriage Olympics I ran somewhere. Who got the better athlete? The Olympic gold medalist or the Springboks captain?
But they're both up there.
Yes.
Like they both world champions. Yeah. Oh, man.
Both killing it.
They're both killing it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, they both seem to have really supportive partners, Rachel and Tatiana's husband. Yeah, but Tatiana is doing really, really well. She has, I think at the moment, South Africa's got 4 medals.
Yes.
And our girl Tatiana is holding 2 of those, a gold and a silver.
That's where I saw myself.
Okay. Yeah.
With my
backstroke.
Backstroke.
Love this. it looks more like a
But that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And this was her last Olympics.
Is it?
Yeah, because Wikipedia refers to her as a former.
Oh.
Mm.
Already?
A South African former competitive swimmer.
Already? No, man.
Yeah. You know, I did not know that there was no prize money at the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. they just get medals.
And here I was thinking I'm going to take the swimming thing seriously to be the next Tatiana. You know?
I love that.
Okay.
Backstroke. Okay.
And I was like, okay, no, you get the medal. Like, only.
They do get like money, I think, from the country. I think like from sponsors and stuff like that. So it's like, whoever wins gold will get. I read somewhere also today that someone got like a lifetime of colonoscopy. As a prize.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like from people. Okay, he got like a lot of other things also, including money and, some other stuff. But like, yeah.
The
colonoscopy just threw me off.
So it was going to be
next time it's your turn.
It was going to be my time to shine, but no, not sure that I, yeah, it's great. The medal. Great.
But we want money.
Yeah.
We want money.
We want to do things.
Give us the money.
We want to do things. Kelly, another thing that I saw were people's nails.
Oh, yes. Their nail game is...
It was on...
So good.
On point. I know, like, Shakari... She is the queen.
Oh, yeah. She's the girl that had the whole situation at the last Olympics where she couldn't compete because of the drug testing or something,
Yeah. Did you see her nails?
She's killing the nail game.
She is just, it's big, bold, and it's there. It's in your face.
You can see it from a
distance. And you'd think because it's sports... Like, I'm thinking back high school, varsity, when you were part of a team.
Yeah.
You were required to have short nails. Your hair had to be tied in a certain way. No jewelry and all of that. But I love it, though. I love it.
We are progressing. So. Because, I mean, it's not like she needs to... She's a runner.
She's a runner.
I think it also depends on, like, which sport it is.
You'll be
I don't think that... Someone who's like on the balance beam, for example, could have the same nails that she's got. Mm. But it doesn't mean that they can't have like fabulous nails. Because I think I saw there was a guy as well that also had some really cool nail designs.
Noah, he got a gold medal as well. He had really cool nails. And I saw a Get Ready With Me, Simone.
Oh, did she do a Get Ready With Me?
She did a Get Ready With Me to go to the Olympics. The hair, the nails. I'm like, I like this. I really do. So she recorded her going to the nail appointment, going to the hair appointment. Okay, we're going to Paris.
It's giving Get Ready With Me to become the most decorated gymnast Olympian.
Yes.
Because she really... I'm still so in awe with how she's handled herself, because she received a lot of backlash about what she did. Mm. And she also received just like a lot of backlash in general, even about her husband. And every time she posts something with him, there's always these people that are coming for her and her husband. And I saw the other day he was holding her medal, or she had put her medal around him, and people were like, oh, you don't deserve that. It's not your medal, this way and that way. And then I'm like, I mean, I'm sure if she didn't want him to, they would not be smiling so nicely together in the photo, you know. People online are always coming for Simone.
Yeah. But she showed up.
No, she did.
She came and she showed up, and she's been amazing.
Yeah.
She has been amazing, and she's been so humble about it also. Mm. So, next Olympics, what are we doing?
I'm going to be the next Simone Biles.
Okay.
I always said to my parents that I think I would have been a good gymnast. Maybe my time is now.
Go for it.
And your time to shine in your backstroke.
Can't wait.
You know? So the Olympics is wrapping up soon. But I hope that I can walk away with one or two more medals.
It would be great. It would really be great for us.
Yeah.
We South need a Africa, win. South Africa, our land.
Yes. Moving on to this month's gig guide. Indulge the ladies in your life this Women's Day with a luxurious high tea experience at the Boardwalk Hotel's Lobby Lounge from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Tickets are priced at 295 rand per person, and this includes a welcome glass of wine, an assortment of snacks on their harvest table, and of course, no high tea is complete without cake and desserts. Absolutely ABBA and Rocky Horror take the stage in GQ this August. Center Stage presents Absolutely ABBA, a dazzling tribute to the legendary swinging Swedes of the 70s, featuring an 11-piece Center Stage all-star band. The show takes place on the 14th, 16th and 17th of August at 7 p.m. at the Impetus Theatre in Circular Drive, and tickets start at 200 Rand. An electrifying tribute to the cult classic, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, can be enjoyed at the Old Grey Sports Club from the 29th to the 31st of August at 7 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at 260 Rand per person or 2,200 Rand for a table of 10. For more events happening this August, check out the NMB Gig Guide at yourweekender.co.za.
That's all we have for you today. Sona no more. Join us again next week. But until then, stay inspired
and stay motivated.
Bye, Kelly Kells.
Goodbye, Annie.